Sunny, she has been practicing hard for the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra's, VSO, latest performance alongside a screening of the original Star Wars movie. But Richmond resident she, who plays first violin, is being careful not to get so engrossed in the movie that she forgets to actually play while practicing. She has watched the most recent Star Wars movie, but has yet to catch up with all the narrations of the world-famous storyline. I liked it, the most recent one, and I am adding all the Star Wars films to my watch list and hope I can find time to watch them all, said she, who lives in the Woodwards area of Richmond and has been playing the violin for 30 years, following in the footsteps of her grandfather. The VSO is performing two Star Wars concerts this Thursday and Friday, October 5th and 6th, at the Orpheum Theatre in Vancouver. On each night, the orchestra will perform John Williams's famous Star Wars score while the equally famous Episode IV A New Hope plays on a giant screen. When I prepare for a John Williams's project, I will definitely check his metronome marks, explained she, referring to the speed of the music, indicated in beats per minute. For some parts, I need to practice in slow motion first. Sometimes I also try to play along with the movie. I just need to be careful that I don't get too much into the movie and forget to play when I am practicing. She added that, watching a movie with a live symphony, definitely is a very unique experience, and urges people to give it a try. The concerts will be led by conductor Eric Ochsner. For more information and for tickets, go to vancouversymphony.ca.